Welcome to Blush Podcast, where romance gets dark, desire gets complicated, and we fully embrace the stories we probably shouldn't be reading, but absolutely are. Today's episode is for the readers who like their romance intense, emotional, and just a little bit dangerous, because joining us today is author M. Violet. So get comfortable, grab a drink, and settle in, because this one's going to linger.
Hi, we're back again. We have M. Violet here. She's another Heathens and Heartbreakers author, and she is a dark romance author with a flair for the dramatic. She likes whiskey, rainy nights, and writing by the fire. When she's not creating scorching hot villains for you to fall in love with, you can find her eating chocolate and binge watching her favorite shows. I love it. What are your favorite shows?
Well, right now I just discovered The Night Manager. I'd heard of it before, but never like really took an interest in it. And it just keeps popping up on my Prime like every 5 seconds. So I was like, fine. And what's his name is pretty hot in it. So I was like, all right. I'll watch that.
Who is it? I can't remember who it is right now, but
Tom something. He played Loki in
Tom Hiddleston.
That's it. Yeah. So I've been kind of checking that out. But my favorite shows definitely Sons of Anarchy, The Walking Dead, The Vampire Diaries, that kind of, I like the zombie paranormal aspect. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Love it. Okay. Well, let's do our drinks.
All right.
Brandon, what you got, girl?
This is my pretty bottle. It's called Daddy Cool, which just feels right.
Yes.
It's Moscato Deluxe Sparkling Wine. And all it says on the back is Daddy Cool Deluxe Sparkling Wine, Sparkling Moscato. Government warning.
That's it. There's nothing.
That's what I've got. Wow. So that's all it is. It's sparkly. But the bottle's pretty.
It is super pretty.
Super sparkly.
Oh, and I mean, it smells like a... Too.
Yeah, you have a fun glass.
We've painted these in Florida.
Yeah, it's pretty.
They're pretty. Definitely smells like a Moscato. Kind of has an apple taste to it, which is really good.
Oh,
it's like a crisp, like a crisp green apple.
Yeah,
I would totally swallow.
It's a total swallow.
Total swallow.
Love it.
Okay, I got a nice French wine.
Ooh. Oh, I've had that.
Beaujolais Village, Louis Giraud, born in France.
Francois.
this is Origin. An easy drinking wine made with grapes of highest quality from the Beaujolais region of Burgundy. 100% Gamay grapes. Flavor, a plump wine with notes of strawberry, black cherry, and spice. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Pairing, hors d'oeuvres, mild cheeses, or poultry dishes, or just on its own, which is what I'm doing. I mean, it doesn't say that, but I, you know.
Okay.
Ooh, it does smell really good. It is. There's a big spicy spice right there. I'm going to slurp for you, Brandon.
Oh, I bet you are.
That's really good. It's got a little bit of a tobacco-y flavor at the end. That's good. Definitely a swallow. Okay. Em, what about you?
Okay. So I have like this all set up here because I had to chill mine. So I've got this like whole thing going on. And I have an Esperol Vino Verde. It is from Portugal. And it is at Trader Joe's. It's a Trader Joe's wine. The wines of the Vino Verde region in the northern Portugal are characterized by their youth and freshness. At least someone is. Esperol in a refreshing, crisp, medium dry white wine made from selected native grape varieties from this region. It's a great aperitif and pairs well with fish dishes and salads. Serve well chilled, as I'm trying to chill in here. It's good. I'm kind of addicted to this wine.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it's got like a really nice color. It's a porch pounder for sure.
Porch pounder? I love it.
I do too.
Yeah, it's like effervescent. So like a little bubbles, not quite, you know, like a champagne, but it's like a little... I don't know. Sparkly on its own, I guess. Super yummy. Kind of tart. Little bit of lemon and slight cream of vanilla. Yeah.
Sounds delightful.
It does sound good.
So you already said it was a porch pounder, so I'm assuming that means it's a swallow for sure, not a spit.
Definitely a swallow. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. Let's enjoy our wines as we get into it. So I always like to read, you know, like at least one book, and of our authors, not just, I want to read one book in my life. I mean, for some people, that's a goal.
For some people, that is a goal.
And so I don't remember which one I had originally picked because I was like, I want to read all these. And then it was, then I looked at your suggested reading order and I was way down. I was on like the eighth book or something. And I was like, I have OCD. I have to read the first one. So I did Good Girl.
Oh, cool.
And it was fucking awesome.
Thank you.
I read it like all in one night, but it's not very long either. But right. I was just like, oh, it's ghosts and Halloween. And yeah, like inspired by Christmas Carol, but not a Christmas story. And it was super good. And then I was like, I need to read all the rest of these. So
thank you.
Yes. Kudos. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Awesome.
I like those boys.
Thank you. Yeah, they were fun.
So how do you get ideas for your stories? Because you've got quite a few. Yeah. And they're all like, because that's like Wickford Hollow, right? Like that's like one.
Wickford Hollow duet. Yeah. So there's like a world that I've named Melancholia.
Yeah.
Unofficially, it's not kind of like printed on anything, but like all my readers know it's called Melancholia. And so there's a bunch of duets. So there's Wickford Hollow, and then that leads into the Devils of Ravensgate duet, which is probably my best selling. Like that one, Pretty Little Psycho, just really kind of like got so much attention. And then everyone's like, wait, you have all these other books too? And I'm like, yes. But Pretty Little Psycho, Dirty Little Saint. And then after that, I wrote a standalone that is heavily tied in those books, which is called Absentia Mori. And that's like my dark, dirty asylum romance with a character.
I think that's one I like looked at first or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, and
did,
the character, it was kind of tricky writing that one because the main character, she was someone who was not a beloved character. She was a hated character. So making her the FMC was fun and challenging. And everyone was sort of like, oh, wait, why are you using Libra as the FMC? And I'm like, just wait, give her a chance. And I think she successfully won people over, hopefully. So
that's awesome. Yeah. I like that, though. Oh, Brandon's raising her hand. Yes.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Oh, yeah. No, that I was going to say that's where I started. And I really liked her. I was like, if other people don't like her, I'm sorry, but I liked her.
Aww, thank you. Yeah, I like Libra because she doesn't take any shit. She's very sassy.
Right.
And she's got so much trauma, like, as to why she's such a bitch in, like, the other books.
Uh-huh.
So you find that out, obviously. And, yeah, so then after that, there's Everdark. And, you know, so, like, each duet has all these characters, like, new guys, new FMC, but they all tie together in the lore of the world. And they all, like, all their lives are intertwined. And I do kind of tie up a lot of stuff coming up here. I have Grave Devil coming out in May. And so, like, that's going to be a lot of reveals in that one.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, since they're all sort of, like, their own little, like, mini series, but they're all interconnected, how do you keep track of that?
Oh, my God.
And how did you think up, like, ooh, I'm going to have it all be interconnected?
And how do you keep track as you're going through to, like, not forget some of the details to...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard. So, like you said, when I started Good Girl, it was kind of, I got this crazy idea to, like, write a dark Halloween novella. And it was going to be a one and done. And then it did really well and people liked it. And it was my first, you know, debut dark romance novel. And I was so new on the scene. I didn't know what to expect. So I was really excited when people liked it. And then I was like, okay, well, I have to write a sequel to it now. And so Little Fox was born. And then as I was writing, you know, I just get inspired as I'm writing, like different characters start speaking to me. And so the side characters, like Maureen was like, she was yelling at me, like, I need my own story. And I love to, like, foreshadowing things in the books as I'm writing them, and I'll get side character ideas and I'll drop them down for later. But it does kind of grow organically as I write. I'm not going to sit here and say I've had it all planned out from the beginning. Like, I've definitely added stuff. There are certain things I knew were going to happen and certain character arcs that were going to end up happening. But I definitely have just gotten ideas as I've gone. And I recently wrote Frostbite, which is my Christmas novella. Okay. And I kind of somewhat tricked everyone. I was like, oh, yeah, this is a Christmas novella. But it's actually also a prequel origin story for The Melancholy World as well. Which ties awesome. Back into Bailey Bishop from Good Girl and her ancestors.
Yeah.
And so I just recently had to, like, I was starting to get a little overwhelmed, though, with all the families and characters. So I've just got, like, three Scrivener, which is a software program. I have three Scrivener files open right now with, like, story Bibles going and trying to do the family trees and just making sure mm-hmm. I have all the information correct. So, you know, I don't stumble and... like say something that's not like they'll be like, wait, how is that possible? That can't work.
Yeah.
It is really hard to keep track of, but
yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
What inspired you to start writing?
Oh my gosh. Well, I started writing when I was young. I mean, just poetry and songs and mm-hmm. always like journaling and jotting stuff down and but it wasn't like until I was kind of in my mid to late 30s that I thought I wanted to actually like put something, you know, in novel format, write an actual book. But I've always been creative with, you know, singing and dancing and, you know, just like I said, poetry. But and I love to read. Mm-hmm. So I would say like my biggest influence when I was like 16, this was the 90s. I read a lot of vampire stuff like Anne Rice, mm-hmm. V.C. Andrews, yep. Arnold Stein stuff, and just a lot of that like angsty teenage paranormal.
Dude, R.L. Stein, that's been a hot minute.
Yeah. I love those R.L. Stein books.
Oh, yeah. All of them. I mean, even just like Nancy Drew and like, and mm-hmm. then I did Stephen King books as well. And so all of that kind of like got me inspired into the whole paranormal aspect of things. I absolutely love writing. I love gothic, just anything gothic mm-hmm. and dark, you know, like mm-hmm. the show Wednesday is like one of my favorite shows. And Edgar Allan Poe is my favorite writer. So, yeah, I mean, I guess all those things.
Well, are any of your characters based on people you know in real life?
That's my question.
Oh. I know.
You're taking all my questions, you ass.
No, they're not, actually. I tend to, like, detach that because for me to escape into writing, I have to completely detach from my own reality. And so I get more inspired by, I mean, obviously fantasy, imaginary characters in my head. And then like Pinterest, you know, just images of models, mm-hmm. you know, like a certain look of a guy or a girl that will kind of spur this feisty, whatever, hot, sexy character in my head. And then I think I probably am just an amalgamation of like everything I've ever read and listened to music wise. And, you know, but there was one character that I did take aspects of Youngblood a little bit, though, just because of his sort of like feral energy when he's on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And just like things like that will kind of do like, but it's safe because I don't know them personally. So, yeah it's easier for me to like
That's
detach.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not really about books at all, but because you do a lot of paranormal stuff, I'm assuming you watched Supernatural, right? Have you watched that show?
You know, it's so again, because it was on during a time that I was at a different age. So I was like in the clubs when people were watching.
That's
the
how
show.
I was too. We're like the same age. Yeah. And everybody said that to me too. They're like, well, you've totally watched Supernatural. And I was like, no. But I did just start watching it like last year.
Okay.
And there's so 15
many seasons.
Fucking seasons.
Yes.
How do they have so many seasons? I'm on the last one though.
Okay. Well, and I do want to watch it. It's on my list for sure. I think.
And so, well, I wanted to know if you were a Sam or a Dean girl because Sam is a fucking pussy.
I would say, you know, I don't know. Dean is the one that was on Gilmore Girls, right? Or was that Sam?
No, that's Sam.
Okay, so the one that's on Gilmore Girls, Sam, I didn't really care for him on Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, that's what my sister said too. I never watched Gilmore Girls, but yeah, she's like, I didn't like him on Gilmore Girls. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't like him in this.
Yeah.
He makes out like
he's
faces
kind of strange.
And whatever.
I don't find him that attractive.
Yes.
I know that he's a lot of people
right.
do.
I don't either.
I don't think he's that attractive. But the other one in it, I've only
Jensen Ackles.
Yes, I've only seen him in like interviews. And he's pretty spicy. I think he'd be worth watching just for him.
And his character is the best. He's hilarious. But like every time I watch it, like every scene, I'm like, how can you be so hot? Yeah. How?
Yeah. Like, and I love, what's his name? Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who plays their dad.
Yeah.
He's from Walking Dead.
He's their dad. Yeah. So he's awesome too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is. It's fun.
I feel like there's this whole slew of shows that were on kind of around the same time. Like I said, that I just didn't watch television back then. I was out with my friends and being young and, you know, getting into trouble. And so now there's so many shows that I'm like, wait, I missed out. Like, I never watched Buffy either. I've seen the movie with Christy Swanson.
I didn't watch the show either. I watched that in, like, middle school and high school. Yeah,
that was, like, my favorite.
And then I was like,
I used to quote
and
it.
I was mad that... Me too. It, like the how funky is your chicken cheer at the beginning. I would do that all the time. But yeah, I would get frustrated when like people talked about Buffy and they were like, it's the show. Like they didn't even know there was a movie. And I was like,
you're like, hello.
Listen.
Yeah, it's totally. I the same way.
Okay, Brandon, I know I stole one of your questions, but do you have any questions?
Okay, well, I do. But like that just threw me off because I'm like, wait a minute. So you have a lot of really fun characters of all of them. Who would you fuck? Who would you marry? And who would you kill off?
Oh my gosh, my babies.
right?
I have so many hot male characters and female characters.
I mean, you can fuck more than one.
Oh my gosh. Okay, definitely Riot from Pretty Little Psycho is somebody I would definitely fuck for sure. He is so unhinged. He's so grumpy, but like just it's all that like pent-up aggression, I think, that makes him really good.
You'd be a lot of fun.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Also Draven. Draven from Everdark. I think I like that broody type, I guess. That's
time out.
Yeah.
Because is Draven named after Eric Draven from The Crow?
Yes.
That's my all-time favorite movie.
I love. And I do name a lot of my characters with like throwbacks to things. You know, some aren't. Some are just mythological names. Some are astrology names like Libra and Aries. But yeah, I've got Draven. And then Mia is sort of a play on Wilhelmina from Dracula.
Yeah, from Dracula.
And then Harker, her last name, of course, like Jonathan Harker. Mm-hmm. And so I do try to like kind of play with all of that. Everdark was actually supposed to be originally a totally different novel. When I first conceptualized it, it was going to be a Sleepy Hollow retelling. And decided to keep elements of that in there, even though it is part of Melancholia. So that's why Draven has a raven named Gunpowder and like, you know, the horse. And and then Bones, his name is Van Bones Crane. After
Love
it. So yeah, so
Love
I kind of have fun with that too. So yeah,
that's really cool.
Anyway, so yes, fucking Riot, Draven, for sure. Oh gosh, I mean, they're all just Nox, my monster Nox with his double forked peen and amazing. As far as killing, you said killing, right? Who would I kill if I had to kill? I'd probably kill off like one of the Absentia Mori guys, just because they're a little bit, they're very unhinged and they're, they're not nice guys. Definitely not nice guys. And they did some horrible things to Libra. It was amazing that I ended up getting it to an HEA, to be honest. It could have just been like an erotic horror, pretty much, but I worked hard to get that HEA. Yeah, I would probably kill off one of those. Yeah, probably Mordecai. Yeah. Mordecai or Rafe. And then Mary, I think you said?
Yeah, Mary.
Oh my gosh. I would definitely marry Aries. I love Aries. He's so crazy. He's just like my little poison god with, you know, his perfectly manicured suits that he doesn't mind ruining to kill someone because he'll just buy himself another one. And and he's just there for everybody. He's one of those, he will literally like kill for any of his family or people he loves. And you're going to see a really interesting side to him actually in the sequel to Everdark. Definitely more of his character and his trauma and stuff with, you know, just things that happened to Libra in Absentia Mori because he's Libra's twin. So yeah, he's going to be avenging her a little bit. So
I
would definitely marry him. He would have my back always. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Good question.
That's always a fun one. You know what? I forgot that I used to ask this to everybody, and I have not done it in so long, probably because I drink wine while I'm doing this. If you could give advice to somebody who's thinking about writing their first book, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. That is, wow. Well, don't give up, for one. It's, and write. Don't just stare at the page. Like, definitely, I think the biggest hurdle, at least for me, and I know a lot of authors have talked about this, is being so, like, afraid to mess up that you don't end up writing anything at all. And it can get you stuck. And even now, I mean, I've written and published quite a few books, and I still have to remind myself of this, like, when I'm staring at the page and I'm like, what the hell am I doing? So you have to just remember that you can always fix a first draft. You know, you can edit. That's what editing is for. And if you are too focused on it being perfect right off the bat, then you're just never going to finish. You're never going to write that book. So just write it, and however messy and horrible and ugly it may be, and then rewrite it and rewrite it and rewrite it, and have other people that you trust, you know, not family members, but like beta readers that you can, because family members are just going to love you no matter what. But for the most part, you need people that'll give you honest feedback. I would say, like, from a marketing standpoint, kind of have an idea of like what you want to do and how you want to do it. So do you want to be trad? Do you want to be indie? What genre do you want to break into? Have a concept and a brand, kind of like know who you are, like know what you want to, like how you want to project yourself, because marketing is really important. And there's no like wrong way to go about it. You can be indie, or you can get an agent, or you can be both. It just depends on like what is going to work for you and your lifestyle and your like process. So I would say figure that out first too, as well as the creative side, because it's just really important to like, when you're ready, like to be like, all right, here's the plan. Here's the path that I'm going to go down, and hopefully, you know, and then you can always change it. If it doesn't work, you can go, okay, you can pivot and say, I'm going to try this instead. But yeah, that's my best advice. And just to learn, join a community, like have a community of other writers that are aspiring along there with you, because it can be a very lonely business when you're just by yourself writing. So you definitely need your author friends to bounce ideas off of and just like be there for you, because non-authors don't understand like a lot of the stuff we go through. So yeah, just build your community around you, and don't give up.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's really, that's nice. That sounded like kind of like bullshit. No, that was a really good answer. And I do like that you brought up community, because I think people outside of this space sometimes think that everybody's just like in competition with each other and it's, you know, like catty or whatever. But I mean, the author community is really pretty close knit and everybody is so supportive of each other. Like, it's from what I've seen, like everybody just wants everyone to succeed.
Yeah, it definitely,
you know,
is.
So that's really nice.
Because you need your author friends for multiple things, you know, for that support system when you're having an off day, you know, when you're having like a weird technical glitch with KDP and you're like, is this just me? And you can, you know, call one of your author friends or message them and be like, hey, what's going on? Is this, you know, it's just nice to have different group chats that you're in. And then, you know, also just to help each other promote, you know, we do giveaways, and it's really nice when someone, you know, comes into my DMs and it's like, hey, do you want to be a part of this author giveaway that I'm doing? And I always think, wow, that's so nice that you thought of me and want to include me in it. And so I try to do the same as well, and letting, you know, people promote their releases in your Facebook groups and stuff. Like, it's just really important to not be catty. There's plenty of room on the shelf for all of our books.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if there isn't, buy bigger bookshelves, people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Get more bookshelves.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
I know. Mine are like, I'm all stacked on top of each other inside my bookcases. I'm like,
mine
should
too.
Get another one.
Oh, I'm trying to convince. So I've got this big, like in my living room alone,
like
I've got this
wall.
I do. But then we've got this giant entertainment center where I'm like, you know, in that spot alone, I could put like two more of these.
You could put
big
so
ass-
many books.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, that one big ass one I have, I could put like two or three more of those and it would just take the entire wall of that whole side of the house. I'm okay with that. But some people in the house aren't.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Those men.
So, Heathens and Heartbreakers is in 2027 in June. Do you have a plan for what you want to bring to that one yet? Or do you have any idea of what might be there?
Yeah, I'm excited. This seems like it's going to be a really fun event. And it's close. I'm in California, so I'm all about doing events or a quick plane ride. I'm going to be bringing, you know, all of my books, my usual, you know, and I'll have more written, obviously, by the time 2027 hits. I have like three or four books coming out this year. Grave Devil.
Wow.
I'm doing another Christmas novella that's like a follow-up to Frostbite. I have another little book in my Fetch Crash Punk Wilder universe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's my little MF Contemporary Stalker series. So I have another little like side story coming out. So I'll have like a lot of books with me. I do pre-orders on Viventi. So like my pre-order form is up there right now for Heathens. And I'll add to it as like books get released. And I can't talk too much about it, but I am partnering with someone to do a special exclusive for Heathens. Oh, so I'm excited about that.
Oh.
More info to come on that later. But
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I just got a little merch deal for, I think we're going to do perfume for one of my books. Like,
cool.
So we have that with me. And then
we'll totally come and get perfume.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. I think we're doing like,
we're gonna come over and get all the things. Like not just perfume, we'll get all the things.
Yeah, I have like all the swag.
But I have, like, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have candles. Mm-hmm. Gemma, who is amazing. She's based in the UK and she is a reader of mine who has started her own, you know, merch Etsy shop. And so she makes all of my candles and they are
that's so
gorgeous.
Cool.
I mean, they're beautiful. She does like these little charms in them and the labels like are just like match the book and the scents will match like the character scents. Mm-hmm. So I have a bunch of candles that I'll be bringing as well.
That's so cool. I love that.
I have art prints. Jade Love Designs has been doing my art, my NSFW art. So I've got three different art prints. Yeah. So I'm going to have all kinds of fun stuff with me.
Cool.
So yeah. I'm excited.
I love it.
Wicked Readers, right? So that's your only event in 2026, though, correct? As of right now?
Yeah, I mean,
and 2027 right now is just Heathens and Heartbreakers?
Yeah. There's a couple that I'm not sure about. There's some tentative ones. But again, there's one on the East Coast that I've been accepted to, but I'm not sure yet if I'm going to go. Just depending on, like I said, it seems like after COVID, like there's like no flights anymore. Like there's like you gotta fly either 5 in the morning or 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And they're all so expensive. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost cheaper to fly to Europe than it is to fly somewhere else.
Seriously.
Like it's
especially
crazy.
From California. Yeah.
Okay. Do you wanna play a game?
Yeah. I love games.
So I looked up spicy would you rather questions.
Oh, okay.
So I think this would be fun to do if you guys are.
Is this going to be like a disadvantage for her, though? Because you and I know each other really well. Like,
I think it's a good judge of character, though. I think, I don't know, it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I think so. And it's, it's 50-50.
That's true.
You know. Okay. So this one, you guys will guess for me. Okay. Would I rather go to an erotic sex club or have an ultra romantic date night in?
Sex club. Wait, depends
My
on the guy.
I think it was going to be sex club as well. Just, I mean, obviously, like you said, I don't really know you.
I would pick sex club for sure. Oh, yeah. And if everybody guessed my answer right, then I have to take a drink. But yeah, sex club. And yes, you're right. Depends on the guy. But if it's been a while, then I'd be like, okay, romantic night in. But initially, sex club.
Yeah. I know my girl.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. So this is for Brandon. Would Brandon rather only have car sex or only have shower sex for the rest of her life?
What if I don't even know the answer to that?
For the rest of her whole life?
Think about
life?
It.
that was, and like she can mm-hmm. only have sex in either the shower or the car.
Only have car okay. sex or only have mm-hmm. shower sex?
Okay, I'm going to say shower because I feel like you're very well put together.
I'm also going to say
your
shower.
Your makeup is like gorgeous and I feel like you care about.
I have lip liner. I told you, Brandon, he was like, I don't have makeup on. And I was like, you look fucking gorgeous.
I have
gorgeous.
Lip liner on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. looks good. I think, yeah, I'm going to yeah. go with shower just based on like my impression.
I'm going to say okay. shower also.
I'm going to say shower, but it's because. Always. But it's because I want to be like a dolphin. More so than anything, I'm like in cars, I can't be all bendy, but in the shower you I can be. And I exactly. want to be like super slippery. That sounds weird. Okay, that, I'm drinking.
That was my thought process for you as well. You can't get creative in a car.
And
you know?
I want to have like a hygiene thing because you just yeah. seem like you're very hygienic.
Thank you.
That's awesome. You seem like you're very hygienic. Good job being clean, Brandon.
Please make that a clip.
Okay, so this is for M, okay. all right? God. Would she rather never be able to have sex with another person ever again? Solo is fine, it says. Or never be able to orgasm again? Oh, my God.
Wait, say that again?
Would she rather never be able to have sex with another person, but she can, you know, masturbate, or never be able to orgasm again? Oh, you would
rather. So not like stay with one person, but like never be with another human being ever?
Correct.
Sex, though. Any
yeah,
type
you're gonna
of
pick
sex.
Sex.
Like oral. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to say
I think you're going to pick sex because she would rather never have sex than never have an orgasm. That's what
agreed.
I'm saying.
Agreed.
Yes. Agreed. You're correct. You're correct. Yes. Yeah, of course. Okay. So I drank, right? Because you got to drink.
Yeah.
Oh, Brandon, you know this
yeah,
answer 100%.
You can still like cuddle with someone and then you
right.
can
yeah.
give yourself an orgasm.
Yeah.
And...
But like, could you imagine yeah. like having sex and never having an orgasm?
I mean,
like...
I think most women...
I was just going to say, yeah.
Okay. But
I mean, unless you're
for your entire life, like for your, because this even means like, even if you're masturbating,
yeah,
like
no, exactly.
never have an
exactly.
orgasm.
That's yeah. Right. I yeah. definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd get pissed. I'd, rather, yeah. I'd be so pissed. And like, I would be so yeah. pissed off at the whole world. Oh my God.
Yeah, like,
mm-hmm. I'd be stabbing.
A lot of, I mean, that's usually the only way most of us can, I think, you know, like is. When yeah. when you're talking that. So yeah, I would definitely choose that. Uh-huh. And then if you have yeah. someone like a partner that you're really close to, yeah. then you can cuddle uh-huh. and they can, you know, do other things
yeah.
but don't revolve
yeah.
around sex.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Suck uh-huh. my toes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it sounded like you said fuck and I was like, fuck my toes.
Hey, some people are into that, Kelly. I'm just saying.
There is. In the reality show world, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Brandon knows this answer 100% for me. So let's let M answer first before you do, okay. Brandon. Okay?
Okay.
So this is for me. Would I rather be dominant or submissive in the bedroom?
Oh. I'm going to say submissive because I think that a lot of times women that are have like control in their public life, like that are dominant in their career and in their vocal in who they are and independent and all that good stuff tend to like want to be submissive in the bedroom because it's like the one area where you're like, you know what, do I have to do everything? Can I just give up
yep.
control? That's my answer.
You're 100% correct. And I'm not
oh, you didn't let me say what I was gonna say.
Oh, say what you're gonna say. Say it.
I was just gonna be like, oh yeah, we both know you'd let me be your daddy.
I even took a drink that's already so cute. Because I was like, everyone's getting this. Great.
Yeah, I think that's like
yeah.
a true thing okay. though. With like
I think it is too. Yeah.
I like to use the word alpha female because I feel like I'm kind of like that as well. Where uh-huh. you know you're so in control of your life. I even say I'm a control freak uh-huh. in a lot of ways. And
yep.
I'm very assertive,
me too.
And I'm
and it's so
a
nice
raging
to
feminist,
like...
and I'm like all these things.
Yeah,
but then yeah, you want to just be like manhandled a little bit, uh-huh. I guess, right? Like.
But
yep.
at the
obviously.
Same time, like at yeah. the same time, so I know a lot of guys say they want to be dominated by a woman, mm. but so I like to be dominant. I like to be the dommy mommy type. But mm-hmm. most guys, they say they want
think
that because
they do.
Get in porn, they think they do. And then you do it and it's like, oh, I am demasculated. Like, I don't know what to do with this. And they can't handle it very well. So it's like the fantasy of it is great out of many things. The reality of it, they don't really like it.
Yeah, they can't, like, take it for very long. Then they just take over.
Yeah. Like, I've been, I do switch it up every now and then, but I definitely prefer to be submissive. But, yeah, it is true. Like, the few times I've done it, there's been, like, one person that was, like, actually, like,
I'm
totally into this. And, and everyone else is, like, meh.
It freaks them out,
Yeah. Agreed. Okay, Brandon. Would Brandon rather give or receive oral sex? Assuming the partner is talented at it.
Okay, well, just based off of the dominant thing, I'm going to say give, because I could see, like, maybe wanting to, like, tie somebody up and then doing whatever you want with them. So I'm going to say give.
Look at her face. I'll say give, too.
Oh, but if they're good at it,
but I know
fucking daring or fucking confident. Like, okay,
I mean, they're, I know you like that. I mean, who doesn't like that though? Seriously,
yeah.
But okay. Giving.
I know this was a hard answer for me as well.
Tying
Maybe
them.
I should do a different one. Well,
what are like give whole, or receive from like your favorite celebrity, like the celebrity you think is the hottest person on the planet, and then.
But what if they suck at it?
Well, let's assume that they do, that they're good.
We're going to say they're really good at it.
I mean, you're going to suffocate because I'm going to sit on your face pretty fucking hard, but, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of guys brag about being, oh, I'm so good at this, and they're not.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
So true.
And they don't take, like, feedback. Well, like, I'm.
Yeah.
Well, not even that, but, like, they're not reading the room. Like, I make noise, I move, I'm pretty easy to figure out, and yet. Some people
about
can't.
This.
Yeah, with, some just can't figure that out. Others are great. They're just like, they get it right
they
away.
Don't take, like, others or whatever. Yeah.
We talked about that where I'm like, what? Like, I'm making all the noises. I'm obviously really enjoying this. And then he'd switch it up. And I'm like, what the fuck
the
are you doing?
Or when you literally say, don't stop. And then they do. Or like,
or just keep
it. Keep doing that.
Just keep going. Or don't stop.
Yeah.
Oh, you're my, like, God.
Because right, they can't follow directions, so, like, at all.
Right.
Or, like, harder and faster are not the same thing. No, if I'm saying harder, I don't mean faster.
I mean jackrabbit.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's a hard, I don't know how to, I feel like I, like, it depends on my mood.
Yeah, this is.
Generally, because I'm dominant, like, I like the whole, let me just take control thing, though, I think, more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So were we right then? Yeah, is that what
I guess so? I guess
yeah,
so.
I think so.
Yes.
So you drink?
Okay.
I'm so bad at drinking games because I just drink anyway.
I've been, yeah, me too.
All right. So this is for M Violet. Would you, whatever. I have to say she so I can, like, think about it. You know, really. Would M Violet rather use a cock ring or a wand vibrator during sex?
A cock ring vibrator or just a cock ring?
It just says cock ring. I love that for all of these things, they have links so I can click on it and, like, shop for cock rings.
But is it is it one that has the vibration or not? Like, that's what I need to know. That's important.
It says best cock penis rings is what the link takes me to.
It would have to say that would be with someone who's wearing it then.
Who's wearing it,
yeah. What was the other option? A wand?
A wand vibrator.
Which I have in Wicked Midnight. There's a whole wand scene.
I think they're kind of, like, they're so, like, big and weird. I mean, they're delightful, but they're so, like, cumbersome.
Yeah.
Are they, though?
Okay. I know what I would choose.
Well, like, if you're doing other things and you got to have that in the, okay.
It depends on the position.
Yeah.
You know. Depends on the person.
I'll say I'm going really vibrator. Have no idea for you. I'm gonna say cock ring. Brandon, what do you say?
Wait, which one she would or which one she wouldn't? Sorry, I forgot.
She'd rather have.
I'm gonna go with the vibrator.
I'm doing cock ring. You're right. Yeah.
Really?
Brandon
has to take a drink.
I think
because then you don't need to, like, you can still have your hands free to do stuff.
Yeah.
Wait. Time out. How are you not? Okay, how are your hands not free?
Because without using the wand vibrator? Because you got to hold the vibrator.
But I'm thinking, like, the cock ring, like, if it doesn't vibrate, it's not doing necessarily anything for you. Again, depending on the guy.
Well,
if it's but it's adding a ribbed type of thing.
Yes, and then it also.
Okay, you didn't clarify that.
It does. I mean, because it's got the ring on it, and then it also makes them last longer.
Right. That part. Not all guys.
Well,
I'm just gonna say.
Assuming I'm not, having sex with someone who's an idiot. But yeah.
Yeah. Brandon, just take a drink. You got it.
I took two. I'll take a third. Kelly, are you trying to get me drunk? I think you might be.
All right. This is for me. Would I rather have a threesome or swap partners with another couple?
Threesome.
Ooh. I'm going to say threesome.
Depends on the fucking couple.
And I'm going to be specific with two guys.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Look at you. Okay. Yeah. I do want to have two guys. That would be a good time.
Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, not thought of enough. I think that's why, like, in reverse harem and why choose is so fun, because it's one girl and multiple men. And in Hollywood and
you
films,
just get serviced
whenever they
everywhere.
Do threesomes, it's always, like, two chicks it's like two and a girls. Guy. Because it's always, like, through the male gaze. So that's, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We love.
But even still in porn, when you've got... Yes, like with porn, though, when you've got two guys and a girl, it's all about pleasuring the two guys. It's not about two guys pleasuring the girl. And that drives me fucking insane. Honestly.
I know. I'm like, why? You've got two fucking dudes there. Why cannot one of them go down on her? Like,
I mean, it makes sense because it's porn is
it's made for guys.
It's for men, by men. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's hard to find, like, from a woman's perspective, but with MF, right? Like, a lot of the women's perspective is, like, more queer like, porn. And so it's not, like, you know. So if you are a straight woman looking for porn from a female's perspective where it's a woman and a man, I don't think that exists.
So right.
That's what we have smut.
Very few and far between.
That's why we prefer the books.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So,
Okay. Brandon, would Brandon rather experiment with temperature play or experiment with power dynamics?
Temperature play. So, like, candle wax or, like, ice cubes and stuff.
I love the candle wax.
Or power.
And I like the ice cubes.
I'm
going
to go back to power dynamics because.
I'm going to say power dynamics for Brandon.
I'm going to say power dynamics because of the dominatrix stuff, I think. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So if you've ever done the BDSM test, I'm 100% brat, 100% brat tamer, 100% switch. Like, so I've got all these things where it's like, it makes sense. Yeah. For me, it's power dynamics, like big time.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I
picked power dynamics for Brandon for sure. Yeah. Okay. Would M Violet. I like to. I'm Violet.
So dramatic.
Would you rather do phone sex or sexting?
I know.
I'm going to say phone sex. Sexting, probably because you'd be good with your words.
That's what I'm thinking.
But I'm going to say phone sex.
Because I've seen what she writes.
For sure.
Fuck.
Phone sex?
Only because, like, if it's, like, personal. Like, I don't want evidence of it.
Because
you never know. Like, if someone's, like, creepy and, like, decides to, like, you know, share it with people after you break up or something like that. Like, I don't need receipts of that.
Uh-huh.
So probably, like, and just because I'm, like, old school, you know, different Gen X here. So I think it's, like, more personal. Like, if you could, like, hear someone's voice rather than just sending texts. Yeah.
I do, too. Yeah. Okay, for me, I got to think about my answer. I think I have it. Okay. Would I rather use a butt plug or nipple clamps?
No.
Nipple clamps.
Both great choices.
I know. Hold I was on. Like, can I pick both? No.
I know. I'm like, hold on a minute.
Okay, I'm going to go nipple clamps. I don't know why. I'm just leaning towards that.
Yeah.
Him too.
That is what I went to. I used to have my nips pierced.
Oh, cool.
And I loved it. They were so, they're already sensitive, but they were so sensitive. But they never healed right. So I ended up taking them out. But yeah, I do like the nipple clamps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I'm supposed to drink for that. Okay. Brandon, while I'm drinking, would Brandon rather watch people have sex or be watched?
No.
I love exploring. This is like one of my favorite things to write about. Like the whole heuristic thing. I think she wants to be on display.
Be watched. Be watched. Yeah. She's got her
drink.
It's
not fair that you know I was a midnight ballerina, though.
But she doesn't know that, though. That was just Brandon, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon. Okay. M, would you rather be blindfolded or handcuffed?
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm going to say handcuffed.
I'll do the opposite and just say blindfolded for the fuck of it. Although I think handcuffed, but I'm going to go with blindfolded.
Yeah, definitely handcuffed for sure. I don't like not being able to see.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like the combo. So that one would have been a hard one for me.
I'm just a very visual person. Extremely visual. As like tied to
I like the not knowing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm so, you know, like in control of everything else. So I like to have that like surprise element. Okay. For me, would I rather go to a sex party of strangers or a sex party of the people I know?
Who are the people you know, though? It depends on the people you know. Yeah. If it's me and our group, totally fine.
Yeah, but I don't want to have sex with any of you people.
But,
yeah.
Well, shoot, you'd want to. Kelly, don't fucking lie. You,
Brandon excluded.
But
I think most people would say strangers only.
I think so, too.
I would say
that's
strangers.
That's why they go to sex clubs. Yeah. Because otherwise you would just, like, invite your friends over for an orgy.
Right.
Yeah.
Would I, though? Because I don't think they'd be into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, like, that's why. Yeah. That's why you would prefer it with strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So we only have a couple more questions. Who is it? This is Brandon, right? Would Brandon rather give up nipple play or give up fingering?
I don't even know that answer.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
A tough one. Yes. It depends, like, too. Like,
wait, fingering, like, insertion or fingering as in, like, playing with my clit? That's...
No, I think, like, digital insertion.
Like...
which is now my new band name.
God! This was a whole thing. I'm sorry. Okay, this is a whole thing, and I'm so sorry.
That's an awesome band name, though, isn't it?
Or like a
digital insertion.
Like an Instagram handle.
Yeah.
Digital insertion. Could have multiple meanings.
And so it's been a thing.
My other band was Blister Dick for the longest time.
Blister Dick!
Maybe it could be a double bill, double-headed? Headliner. Double-headed. Blister Dick
forked.
With digital insertion.
Oh, my God. I forgot the question. I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. Oh, what would you rather give up nipple play or digital insertion?
Okay, I'm going to say nipple play because...
I would say nipple play, too.
I'm going to say nipple play. Jesus Christ.
Okay, last question. Would you rather only be able to have sex with the lights on or only have sex with them off?
On. She's visual. On. On. On.
Okay, I'll
final,
off just
final answer.
Something different. Yeah. But I was going to say on as well.
For sure. Yeah.
On.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
I'll still drink, though. I got to finish this anyway.
I got to finish my glass. Yay. So we should probably wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining us. This was so fun. And we'll see you at Heathen's.
I love getting to know about your preferences in and out of the bedroom.
I know.
Yeah. I feel like I know you so much better.
We talk about that often. Uh-huh. So it was fun to
I think we all did a pretty good job guessing what everybody was going to do. I mean, obviously, Brandon and I know each other well. But we did a good job,
you did a good job.
And you did a great job.
Thank you.
Too.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. You did a great job.
Yeah. That's cool. Okay, so we'll see you at Heathens and Heartbreakers. If not,
I'm excited. It's gonna be so much fun,
girl. Us too.
Yay. Oh my gosh! All right, thank you so much for having me. This has been a blast.
Thank you. It was super fun.
Bye, guys.
Bye.